This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Hey, welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether you're in the workplace or you're a student, and particularly a student who's heading towards graduation this weekend, or if you are a at-home parent, or you're taking care of a loved one, or maybe you're somebody who has never really had faith and you're searching for what your purpose is, well, the next 30 minutes is just for you. Well, what does the Bible have to say about faith? Here are just a few verses that we'll share with you about faith. The first one comes from the book of Ephesians in the New Testament. It's Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 8. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Also from the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, I love this verse, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Just a couple more from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. And from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And lastly, the last verse I want to share before we take a break comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse number 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We have all of our podcasts now on the WCHV.com website. We also have a website that's called Mark5Ministries.com. We have an email address. It's EverydayFaithRadio@gmail.com, and we appreciate your comments and encouragements, and of course, we welcome your prayer requests. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break and be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Fluvanna Flutter Wheels will be square dancing June 6th from 7:30 until 10 p.m. at Fluvanna County High School. The Jefferson Area Motor Squad is hosting the Jefferson Area Police Motorcycle Skills Competition June 11th through the 13th in the Sam's Club parking lot in Charlottesville. The Central Virginia chapter of the American Red Cross is having a blood drive on June 11th from 1:30 until 5:30 in the evening at the Red Cross offices on Rose Hill Drive. The Vietnam Experience is a museum to honor our veterans on Spring Hill Road in Rockersville, and it's open from 10 a.m. until 4 in the afternoon. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to tsa@cbellstations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our concert events calendar at wchb.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, it's kind of a treat for me. I have both of my sons, Drew and Jay Gaffney, are with us on the program today. By the time this program airs, they will both be high school graduates. And so the theme for today's show is faith in high school. We're going to talk a little bit about faith in sports, faith in life. But first, Drew, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Talk to me about you're a high school student athlete. There's lots of challenges, lots of schoolwork to do, lots of athletics to do. How has your faith helped you kind of navigate your years in high school?
Really, the faith has been an anchor for me, has been something that I've been able to use as a keystone for my life. I've been able to lean on it when the waters have gotten rough around me, and some things have been shaken up in my life, but my faith has stayed strong, and it's because of Christ and because of the faith that he has shown us and that we can have through him.
I want to talk about a scene that I was able to observe as your father. And this is, the end of the story is you ended up getting a lacrosse scholarship to St. Joseph's University up in Philadelphia. But as you and I and anybody who pays attention to college athletics knows, there are not many Division I lacrosse opportunities out there. I want to take you all the way back to when you were a sophomore at the Covenant School, and I want to kind of dig into this situation and talk about the impact that your faith had on your life at this time. You were just coming off of football season, and you had a really good football season, linebacker and fullback on the football team, and you were just starting to prepare for that little opening of a fall lacrosse season. You go down to a college showcase at VMI down in Lexington, and I took you down there. You're down there. You're doing your thing. You're having a great kind of showcase camp, and you go to make the move that you've done a million times. You fake left. You do a face dodge to the right. You plant your right foot. You get hit at the same time you plant it, and next thing you know, you break your ankle. Talk to me about that period in your high school career when now all of a sudden we're heading towards surgery. They're going to put pins and other hardware into your ankle and your bone, and you're kind of thinking, gee, this was supposed to be the premier time for me to show off my lacrosse skill to different college coaches, and now instead of going to the next showcase, you're heading into the surgery room. How important was your faith to you during that kind of darkish time?
Yeah, it was extremely important. Really, going up to VMI, that was kind of our warm-up showcase. We had about five others later in the fall and winter that we were going to, and this one, we weren't even looking at the school. We were just going to get warmed up and get ready for the bigger ones. And then I made that move and ended up breaking my ankle. And right away, I could tell that something was wrong. You know, before that week, I sent out about 30 emails to college coaches, letting them know my schedule and that I was interested in their programs at the Division I level. And, you know, I was excited. I didn't know what was ahead, but you know, I was just hoping that lacrosse was, I was going to use it as a door for an opportunity. And then when I got hurt, I saw some doors close. It was a time where I really wasn't sure where the end of the path was. I couldn't see the light in the tunnel, and I was stuck. And earlier that week, luckily for me, we have chapel at the Covenant School, and my mom actually led chapel that week, and the theme of her chapel was faith in action. And so what does it mean to have faith through times of adversity and trial? And she talked all about that. And, you know, right when I got in the car, I thought about what she said earlier that week, and it really hit home for me. And, you know, you just have to trust God's plans. The prophet Jeremiah promises us perfect plans. And even though we can't understand all the things that happen in our life, we are promised perfect plans through Christ. So,
you know, and we talked about that verse, Jeremiah 29:11, where God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans of hope, plans for a future." And we read that, and we share that verse a lot. It's a popular verse, but it's a whole entire different thing to live it. And as your father, I got to watch you live it, because you kept the faith. You rehabbed really hard. What I never told you was, if you look up that injury that you suffered in your leg, you had the perfect rehabilitation and it all went well. But there are cases where people are out after that broken ankle scenario where they're out 9-12 months. And then, you know, if that would have been the case, obviously, that would have really had a tougher impact for you on your lacrosse career. But let me switch gears, okay? So so you get through that injury, and you end up having a good spring lacrosse season that year, and you're a sophomore at Covenant, and your team makes it to the state finals, and you were heavily favored in the state finals. And yet, for whatever reason, your team kind of had a tough day and certainly didn't play your best in the state finals. How hard for you as an athlete was it to make it all the way kind of to the big stage, the state finals, and your team did a less than optimal performance, ended up losing to the Highland School in the state finals? How hard was that for you as a student athlete at the Covenant School?
Yeah, that was a real difficult time. We had an undefeated regular season in our state, and we already beat Highland earlier in the year in a Covenant Invitational Tournament, beat them 12-8 pretty handily. And, you know, we just came in overconfident, and it was tough moving on to the next season. We all, you know, the year after that when we got on the field, we had a bitter taste in our mouth, and we said at the beginning of that practice, you know, we want to win a state title, and we knew it was going to be hard, you know, luckily we pushed through adversity and tough times and were able to go on and win one, and then my senior year this year, win another. So it was just a great run and a great way to cap out a high school career.
Well, congratulations to you and your teammates to win at the Covenant School back-to-back state titles in boys lacrosse. That's quite a way to end your career. In the time that we have left, Drew, I want to ask this question. If any high school students who are thinking about faith, they don't really know that much about faith, what would you say to them in terms of, you know, how do they kind of get started in the whole faith process?
Yeah, that's a great question, and one that I've asked many teachers at our school and people who are involved in church. And really, it's just something that you need to do on your own, you know, time before you go to sleep at night, and just sit there in silence and say, you know, Lord, if you're really real and you know the stuff in this Bible is actually true and we can believe this, then just reveal yourself to me and come into my life and show me that you're real, and he will do that. And once you say yes to Christ, and once you say yes to the Lord, and the Holy Spirit will come into you, and he'll lock on to you, and then he'll hold on. And so really, that's where it starts. It starts with Jesus and trusting in him and knowing that he's real, knowing that he existed, and knowing that what he said isn't irrelevant, but has so much relevance to our life, and through him we have hope.
Two more quick questions, and then we're going to take a break. We're talking with Drew Gaffney, who's just graduated from the Covenant School as a student athlete and heading on to St. Joseph's University up in Philadelphia to play lacrosse. Drew, what did you like most about going to a Christian liberal arts high school? What did you like the most?
Yeah, well, in public school before that, talking about your faith was not encouraged. There's a real separation there, and you know, there's nothing, you know, terribly wrong with that, but it was hard for me. I'm a person who likes to proclaim what I believe, and talk about the truth and the good news that which is in Christ Jesus. And it was really tough for me to do that there. And then coming over to Covenant, in the first 5 seconds we got in a class, the teacher said, "Any prayer requests?" And it was just a moving experience for me. And I'm so thankful for my time that I've had at Covenant. I wasn't sure how it was going to go at first, but if you ask me today, I would tell you that switching to that school is the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life, and I'm just so thankful for the teachers and friends that I've been able to meet at my time there.
Real quick, before we take a break, what are you most excited about heading off to St. Joseph's University, a really rising lacrosse program there that's on the verge of breaking into the top 20 up in Philadelphia? What's most exciting to you about the future there?
Yeah, I'm just excited to see the way God is going to use me and use other people. And, you know, C.S. Lewis says there are far, far better things ahead than any we leave behind. And so just want to close with that. So thank you.
Drew Gaffney, congratulations on graduating from the Covenant School. All the best of luck to you at St. Joe's. I know you're going to do great things. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Everyday Faith. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with our next guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Cubana Flutter Wheels will be square dancing June 6th from 7:30 until 10 p.m. at Cubana County High School. The Jefferson Area Motor Squad is hosting the Jefferson Area Police Motorcycle Skills Competition June 11th through the 13th in the Sands Club parking lot in Charlottesville. The Central Virginia chapter of the American Red Cross is having a blood drive on June 11th from 1:30 until 5:30 in the evening at the Red Cross offices on Rose Hill Drive. The Vietnam Experience is a museum to honor our veterans on Spring Hill Road in Rutgersville, and it's open from 10 a.m. until 4 in the afternoon. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to tsa@seavillestations.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the second half of the program today, we have Jay Gaffney. On the first half, we had Drew Gaffney. This is the older brother by a minute of Drew Gaffney. Jay Gaffney is a minute older. They're twins, and they just graduated from the Covenant School. Jay is heading off to Christopher Newport University to be a student athlete down there. I'm part of the men's lacrosse program down there. Jay, thanks for coming on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dad.
Well, so we're talking about faith and high school, and I just wanted to know kind of briefly, how important was your faith to you as you kind of navigated through your high school years? And I'm thinking for any of our listeners that have high school students or any of our listeners who are a student, you know, how important was your faith to you during your high school years?
Well, faith's very important. As always, as any Christian, I, of course, could do a better job with my faith. But the one truth that I know is that Jesus is the answer, and he's totally worth our time and worth our praise. And through him, we can do incredible things.
I want to read a verse that comes from the book of James, because I actually, this makes me think of you, Jay. It's James chapter 1, verse 12. It says, Blessed is the one who perseveres under trials, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. And the reason I wanted to talk about that verse is when you made the transition from public school to the Covenant School, you came in as you were going to be the star quarterback on the football team, and you know, it looked like you were going to have an awesome football career at the Covenant School. You're going to step right in, start as quarterback your sophomore year, and play the next 3 years. And You know what happened? It was a tough situation for you. You ended up dislocating your shoulder, tearing your labrum, and you had to have a really intense surgery on your shoulder. Praise God for Dr. Deduck, who put that shoulder back together. But as your father, I watched you go through that, and that is a long surgical recovery. It's 6 months before you can even pick up a tennis ball again. But to your credit, you know, you bounced back from that. I know it was hard, but talk about the importance of your faith going through a tough time like shoulder surgery.
Well, my faith wasn't always perfect in that situation. Actually, I was very angry at first, angry at God. How could he do that? Even though it's something so small as just taking away my shoulder, you know, not the biggest problem in the world. It just felt like, you know, because I felt like I was the center of the attention. And it was frustrating from going through thinking I was going to be quarterback on the football team to walking in my first day of school with a giant sling on my arm, having to have someone carry my backpack from class to class because my shoulder hurts too bad to even touch it. From looking back on it now, I can easily tell that I had too much pride in myself. And pride can be a bad thing. And I truly believe today that God humbled me. I truly believe that he humbled me, and because of that, it has shaped the way I act now. Humility is the opposite of pride, so, you know, what is being humble? Gabe Turner's church last week talked about, it's not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. So once again, just trying to do that as much as I can now. And I believe that actually through God humbling me with my shoulder, I have done a little bit better of a job with that.
Well, let's talk about that theme, because it's really kind of a biblical theme that one sees all throughout the Bible. And it really surfaces in the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. It talks about the story of Joseph's life. But chapter 50, verse 20 says, what the enemy meant for bad, God can use for good. And so what could have been a really devastating time in the life of a 16-year-old student athlete in high school, football was, you know, it's kind of pruned from you for a period of time. And as bad as that could have been, it ended up being a good thing. And as your father, I was able to see that your faith really grew during that time. And as James said in his verse, chapter 1, verse 12, again, it talks about the person who perseveres during that trial. That was a trial period for you, and you really came out the other end. And it talks about that person will receive the crown of life. And in this particular verse, the crown of life is sort of like an Olympic award that James is making a reference to. It's kind of a wreath or some type of medal that they used in those days. But I believe that you really stood the test, Jay, there. So proud of you. And then so now you're heading off to Christopher Newport University. What is exciting to you about, what attracted you to Christopher Newport University?
Beautiful campus. I think good group of students down there, about the right size, about 5,000 students. Good lacrosse team. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to playing for Coach Boward down there, and seemed like a really good group of guys.
Do you feel like the Covenant School prepared you well for college? Do you feel like you're going in nervous? I don't know if I can handle academically, or you feel like you're going in there rock solid and strong?
Oh, totally solid. I mean, academically, I feel like I'm fully there, and hopefully athletically I'm there too.
What did you like most about going to the Covenant School and going to a Christian school, your experience in high school here in Charlottesville?
Plain and simple, you didn't have to hide your faith. Faith was actually encouraged, so it was really easy to grow in your faith when you've got great mentors around you and people who are willing to talk about your faith in between classes and stuff like that.
How different was it for you when you step in from public school to a Christian school, how different was it when your brother Drew described on his first day, the teacher asks, are there any prayer requests? And you find that the other students and that the teachers are actually praying together, praying with you, praying for you. How different of an experience was that for you?
Oh, it was so different. I mean, a teacher tries to ask for prayer requests in a public school, and they potentially get fired. But a teacher is more than encouraged to ask for prayer requests and to ask, what can I pray for you?
Let me ask, are there any go-to Bible verses that you sort of kind of have in your pocket if you get anxious about something or going through a tough time? Are there any verses that you're particularly fond of?
Absolutely. I think it'd have to go with the most generic verse there is, Philippians 4:13, and that one for me is deep in my heart. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So just knowing that I really have no limits through Christ, through his victory already, that's very comforting for me.
Has that helped you in any times in your life overcome? I know for me personally that the enemy tries to come at me with fear and doubt and tries to get me to stay within my comfort zone. And sometimes when I'm asked to step out of my comfort zone and do something different, like about have a radio show about faith and let the general public kind of listen to conversations about faith, I know that verse has helped me kind of step out of my comfort zone. Has that helped you as well, kind of maybe public speaking or anything along those lines?
Well, it's helping me right now. When you asked me at dinner last night to speak, I looked at you and said, Dad, there's no way I'm qualified to speak on your radio show. But, you know, stepping out right now, and it can help in all kinds of things, public speaking, athletics, academics, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, when you get really nervous, that's such a bedrock verse. And as we discussed at dinner last night, when some of the doubt came to you of, gee, I don't know if I'm qualified to be, you know, on your show, and we discussed the idea that God doesn't call the qualified, he ends up qualifying the called. In other words, God will take care of you when you step up and you step out for your faith. And I believe that. And I see that in your life, Jay. So what would you say? We're winding down here. The show's almost over. What would you say to any of our listeners who are thinking about faith, particularly a high school student, hasn't ever really known God, doesn't know how to kind of get to know God? What would you say to somebody like that who's just trying to figure out, you know, is God real? How is their faith?
Well, it's pretty simple. I think, actually, believe it or not, everyone has faith. It just depends what they put their faith in. But before you put your faith in something, ask yourself two questions. Will it last forever, and does it love you back? And I think truly the only one that can get a check for both of those is Jesus, and I think he's totally worthy of our faith. Like I said, I can do a better job perfecting my faith, but through Jesus I'll hopefully do that. But I think for anybody, they can easily say that Jesus can be my rock.
Well, Jay Gaffney, congratulations. As your father, I'm very proud of you. By the time this show airs, you will be a high school graduate and preparing for life at Christopher Newport University as a student athlete. Jay, I believe you have persevered the trials and that you will receive the crown of life. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a blessed Sunday, and we pray for safety for all the students. God, we need